Hello and welcome back to another episode of Into the 99, where we've got 99 cards because Commander's number one. I've got Sherman with me today. Slothy's away, not feeling the best. Sherman, how you doing?
I'm doing good, but I am getting sick of getting sick.
Too much sick, right?
I keep on saying, like, in the past, like, few episodes, like, we're all slowly getting sick here. It's just kind of crazy.
It's just been something going back around again, which has been not wonderful for just in general. Last week, I couldn't even talk. I was here in spirit last week, but not in soul.
Yeah. And, yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, part of it's, like, the crazy temperature changes we're having here. So, like, one day it'll be, like, plus 20. Next day it'll be, like, minus 4.
Yeah, right? Like, there's no good way about how it's been, just the ups and downs. The, like, oh, now it's winter again. It's snowing. And
yeah.
I think that's the thing.
It snowed again yesterday for a bit.
Yeah. We've gotten more rain and snow this year than we did the entirety, like 100% start to finish last year.
Which, you know what? I'm fine with. It helps with the wildfire, so hey.
Yeah, true. Well, it's nice too, right? It's relaxing. One of the worst things, I drive at night, right? So just that relaxing rain, ooh, that wants to put me to bed. Pull over, take a nap without hitting the brakes. Just,
oh, the sultry sounds of rainfall.
Oh, it's a good time. This deck is a nice relaxing deck to play with your friends. This is a legal pairing deck, and it actually doesn't really need to be illegally paired. If you lose Aula in the command, spoiler, it's illegally paired with Aula. It was happening. Everyone knew this. But if you lose Aula in the command zone because your friends don't want to let you play it, it's still a fun deck. It's still pretty cool.
Yeah, we're talking about more bears because it's Daniel. He loves the bear.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I saw this, the Kudo King Among Bears, I was like, well, first off, illegal pairing. And then second off, Aula. I made already in paper two decks of it. I'm just waiting for two versions of Kudo. Emery's going to be making me a custom one of the Kudo for it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to get Emery to extend our both Aula and Kudo. It's Spell Piercer MTG online. It's in our Discord, and I'll link her stuff. She's amazing custom stuff. But yeah, so Kudo is just like my other deck that we're not doing today is just obnoxious. It's like a really annoying deck that I've called, I think it's called my Unbearable deck. Is that the name?
Yeah. Kudo Unbearable.
It is unbearable. And this one is just simply called Aula and Kudo. We are all playing bears. Nice and easy name. So Kudo, the real commander of the deck, if your friends won't let you, again, if they're not fun, if they're not going to let you play Aula in the command zone with it, that's okay. You can just put Aula in and it'll be all right. But in the command zone, we have Kudo. One green, one white for a 2/2 bear, as all bears should be. Other creatures have base power toughness 2/2 and are bears in addition to their other types. That's such a good ability. Number one,
everyone's
is
a bear.
We turn all of our things into bears, which is great. I've got no problem with that. But everyone else is playing bears too. It's not all our creatures. Everyone, all creatures, bears all day.
It's like a watered down version of humility.
Yeah, they still get their abilities and stuff. It's just they're 2/2 bears. We bring the power toughness down to where we want it to be. We go from there. Aula in the command zone is fun because it turns all of our creatures into bears for this ETB. Aula is one in a green. Whenever another bear enters, you choose one, put 2/1 counters on a target bear, or a target bear fights a creature you don't control. So obviously, like, they would work synergistically really, really well together. You can leave Aula just in the 99, and it's still a very useful card that'll buff everything on your field if you want. But from the command zone, it's so fun. It's just so, so fun. Like I said, I'm just so in love with these two.
We got to do an episode of gameplay where we all play like illegal pairings or something that makes our decks illegal but still fun.
Yeah, that's half my decks, 105 cards, yeah, in each room. No, I'm kidding. But I've been building. I was sick, right? So naturally I was just gonna build some more decks, and I've got like 40 on the go right now, and I keep going through, and then just right now I'm at the point where I put them all by CMC, cut some things down that don't make sense in the deck, like, because they're all like 100 card piles, right? But so many of them, I have like 7 of the same card, like just so many of these decks, I'm like, oh, I put Brainstorm in the deck 3 times, and sometimes they'll slip through the cracks when I'm sleeping. So
like, You have two evolving wilds.
I was gonna say, yeah, you see in our gameplay videos sometimes it's two evolving wilds. I had to buy more basic lands, by the way. Basic lands are really expensive. I fully ran out. Everywhere sells basic lands for between 10 and 30 cents a basic land. That's a lot when you're building 30 decks, 40 decks. It's like 43.
That's true.
It's quite the pile. But anyways, so we have these two great bears into the command zone, and they're phenomenal together. They are paired together. Their flavor texts really go together. We've got Kudo's flavor text is born from the greatest granite boulder, nursed on the sweetest honey, crowned amid a raging blizzard. And Aula is born from the oldest red cedar, nursed on the sap of the tallest tree, coronated under the mightiest pine. So like they are meant to be played together, right? Like queen among bears, king among bears. You can't tell me no. Can't tell me no. It's possible. I'll start
growling. They're made for each other.
Yeah, right. They're kind of like I said, this deck is more on the fun metric of things. Like it's a pretty low salt score. We're well under the median salt score at 27. It is a little expensive, $321. Like you can cut some of that price down. You'll see where it is. But let's jump into artifacts. I'll take our first one away. We've got Arcane Signet. It is one mana of any color in our commander's identity for two. Just nice ramp. We don't really need to go too heavy into ramp in green, and we're playing a lot of low cost creatures, but it's still just nice.
And then we have Coat of Arms for 5 mana. Each creature gets +1/+1 for each other creature on the battlefield that shares at least one creature type with it. This is a scary card to include, especially when you make everything bears, including your opponents.
We're running a risk here, right?
Yeah.
But it's so fun. It's so fun to turn them into like the mega bears. Because then we're getting the whole field buff, right?
That's true.
And it is kind of fun that we're constantly setting the power toughness similar to how we want. We drop Coat of Arms, so we buff everything. Everything's huge now, right? So we can really, really king make with a card like this. If somebody has dared to come against the Kingdom of Bears and they're tapped out now, and we just drop this Coat of Arms and open them up to like an 80-80 swing from other enemies.
See, and that's the thing, that you can use this as a political card. Like, don't touch my Coat of Arms, don't touch Kudo, because if I die, or one of these goes away, your stuff gets decreased in power, and then you can't take out someone else. So you should leave me alone. It's group hug.
Yeah, well, the other thing too, right, is you can really, really kill people. Like, you can be like, Sherman is a problem, I can't kill him, but you can. If you promise to swing at Sherman, I'll play a card. And they're like, okay, what are you going to do? And stuff, Sherman's tapped out. And then I drop down this Coat of Arms and Sherman takes 900 damage.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. And that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Ugh. Oh, that's why I never tap out.
It's the smart thing to do. We've got a Mindstone again, just some more generic ramp, two colorless, taps for colorless, pay one, tap, sack it, draw a card, nice and easy.
And then we got Panharmonicon for 4 mana. If an artifact or creature enters the battlefield, causing a triggered ability of a permanent you control to trigger, that ability triggers an additional time.
Yeah, you've got to run the Panharmonicon if you're including Aula. It gets a little less good later, like if you don't have Aula in the command zone, but we do in this deck. We pretend we do, so. It's still really good in general, Panharmonicon, but you'd switch it out if you didn't, because this isn't just an ETB deck, right?
Yeah.
We've got a Sorin. Nice and simple ramp, 1 mana.
Then, our last artifact here, we have Talisman of Unity for 2 mana. You can tap it for a colorless, or you can tap it to add a green or a white, and it deals 1 damage to you.
True. We're going to save my creatures till last, I think.
Because there's so many.
Yeah, that's the meat and potatoes of the deck. So let's get down into our enchantments.
Cool.
There's some really, really fun ones. So our first enchantment is going to be Alpha Status. 2 and a green. Enchanted creature gets 2/2 for each other creature that in play that shares a creature type with it.
Nice.
That's going to make Kudo huge, right? Like, Kudo is the king among bears. We've got to make Kudo quite the monster.
And that's, like, every creature that shares a type with it on the board. So it includes your opponents.
Yeah, exactly. Everything. So, like, 2/2 for each creature. This is the mega bear. This is the king of bears we're talking.
Fun. Oh, my goodness. Here's a fun one. Circle of Solace for 3 and a white. As it comes into play, you choose a creature type, which is going to be a bear, most likely.
Oh, yeah.
And for 1 and a white, the next time a creature of the chosen type would deal damage to you this turn, prevent that damage.
Pretty, pretty solid protection, right?
That's such a fun card.
Yeah, the Circle of Protection creatures is interesting.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you're choosing the creature type, so it doesn't matter which Circle of Protection you have.
It's really good against, you see so many like tribal themed decks kind of thing, right? Like a lot of vampires, lots of dragons. So it's a good card in general as well. Like even if somebody removes it and you don't have the blanket bears, it's still nice to drop down against the problem player.
Agreed.
We've got Crown of Awe as well. This is 1 and a white. Enchanted creature has protection from black and from red. You sack Crown of Awe. Enchanted creature and other creatures that share a type with it gain pro black and red till end of turn.
Nice.
So a blanket nice. Save everyone from a blasphemous act, kind of.
Yeah, that's dope. Ooh, next one we have Guardian Project for 3 and a green. Whenever a non-token creature enters the battlefield under your control, if it doesn't have the same name or as another creature you control, or a creature card in your graveyard, you draw a card.
Yeah, decent draw. We're trying to ETB a little bit, so. We also have this Kindred Boon. It's 2 double white. As it enters, you choose a creature type. We're choosing bear. We're bears. It's the King of Bears deck. You know what it is. 1 and a white, you put a divinity counter on target creature you control of the chosen type. Then each creature you control with a divinity counter on it has indestructible.
It's a great card. It's a little slow, but like at the same time, like you have like your commanders are like low CMC, so it doesn't really matter too much.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice late game like mana sink as well, right?
Exactly. And once again, like that's one reason why like I've been shifting most of my board wipes to sacrifice as opposed to destroy. We're just seeing a lot more indestructibility again and again and again right now. So
sacrifice is rough.
No, it's not.
Sacrifice is rough. I think you'll like this next one.
We have Reverence for 2 white-white. Creatures with power 2 or less can't attack you.
I like everyone bows before the Bear King.
That's so dope. Oh, yeah. I have not seen this card in ages.
It's such a cool one, right? And it's really fun that it just it when we're setting that power toughness across the board for everyone, we're keeping a lot of things in check that way.
Yeah.
We have our Skrelv's Hive. 1 and a white. At the beginning of your upkeep, you lose a life. You create a 1/1 colorless Phyrexian Might artifact token with can't be blocked. Can't block. As long as an opponent has 3 or more poison counters, creature you control with toxic have lifelink. So a nice little way to get a little bit of life back.
Yep. Great card, fun card. So actually annoying card. I take that back. It's fun if you have it. It's annoying if someone else has it.
It's fun to make little 2/2 Skrelv's. The next one's one of our more expensive cards on the list.
Like that's the thing. Like they're 1/1s, but they become 2/2s and they have toxic 1, so they're just more annoying.
Yeah, they're aggro. Aggro 2/2s. Yeah.
Ooh, here's a fun and expensive card. Steely Resolve for 1 and a green. As Steely Resolve comes into play, choose a creature type. Creatures of the chosen type can't be the target of spells or abilities.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Blanket Shroud.
Yeah, that's a rough one for sure. We have our Tribute to the World Tree, triple green. When a creature enters under control, draw a card if its power is 3 or greater. Otherwise, put 2/1 counters on it. So this is, again, just going kind of with that theme of Aula and the command zone of counters going onto it. But it is still just really nice to make all of our pseudo 2/2s 4/4s, right?
Yeah.
We are the big bear.
Such a great card. So it's hard to find.
Yeah, right?
The next one we have here is True Conviction for 3 triple white. Creatures you control have double strike and lifelink. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's brutal. That is so brutal.
We're trying to come out on top in all of our combat, right?
Yeah.
Apex Predator Bear kind of stuff. And then our final enchantment in this section here is our Unnatural Growth. We've got 1 Quadra Green. Beginning of each combat, double the power and toughness of each creature you control until end of turn.
That's awesome. It's like each combat. Yeah. Each.
Yeah, we want our bears to just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We never want to be on the losing end of the bear battle.
Yeah. Oh, that's brutal. Your enchantments are already annoying.
I really like
and
them.
And yet your salt summary is low.
Yeah, you don't really see Steely Resolve played too much, but Steely Resolve in a deck that's changing all creature types is obnoxious. It's really brutal. It's going to shut down like every like in any like kind of enchantment themed deck, any deck that needs to interact with their commander, anyone who's trying to protect their commander.
Yeah.
Right.
So like it gets rid of a lot of removal cards from your opponent's hands. Any equipment, like especially things like Lightning Greaves and whatnot, they can't equip any. So they can't get the haste. Like most people have that stuff for the shroud anyways, but still, like you prevent like equipment decks, aura decks, all that crap.
Yeah, it's a rough ability to have to deal with.
Yeah. That's all the enchantments. Only 11. It's not bad. We have which one would you like to do?
I'll let you start into instance here.
Ooh, all right. We're going in instance. We only have 6 here. Because it's Daniel. He does not play interaction. I love you.
And, who needs it?
Yeah, fair enough. I do. All right. The first card we have is called And They Shall Know No Fear. Wow, really? Okay, for 1 and a white, choose a creature type. Creatures you control of the chosen type get +1/+0 and gain indestructibility until end of turn.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a good card from the 40K.
That's one that needs a reprint already. It's such a good card in general.
Well, there were a lot of great cards in the 40K Commander sets. I really wish I picked some up, but it is what it is.
Those ones desperately need reprints already.
Yeah.
We have an Aura Mutation. 1 green, 1 white, destroy target enchantment. Create X11 green saplings where X is that enchantment's mana value. A really great way to flood the board with some 2/2s when you're dealing with heavy enchantment players with their doubling seasons and stuff, right? 6/2/2s is quite the thing to get at instant speed.
Yeah, this is a beautiful card. Beautiful. Like, yeah, it's narrow. It's only 4 enchantments, but you know what? Everyone's playing enchantments now, you know? Like, especially like if you're going against like a white player. They have like the Trouble in Paris, Smothering Tithe, all that stuff. Go against a blue player, you have the Rhystic Study, all that stuff, you know?
Well, and again, like you said, right? The Rhystic, we're getting 6 power for 2 mana trade-off. Smothering, we're getting 8 power for 2 mana trade-off, right? It's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, we have Kindred Summons for 5 double green. Choose a creature type. Reveal cards from the top of your library until you reveal X creature cards from the chosen type, where X is the number of creatures you control of that type. Put those cards onto the battlefield, then shuffle the rest of the revealed cards into your library. So, does Kudo make your things bears as well in the deck?
I think it does. I don't know. Let me go look at Kudo. Let me.
Other creatures have base power.
I think
it does.
Other creatures have base power. No, so you're right. So Kindred Summons maybe not great in this list. I think I misread this one. Reveal cards until you reveal X creature cards of the chosen type. Yeah, okay, so they wouldn't be actual bears. Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Still, normally, like, if you have something like that in elves or whatever, like, because that's where I see this most often is elves.
Elf decks, yeah, exactly, that can actually do it. Kindred Summons, I think I was wrong on. I think I was wrong when I was quickly making my deck. Pretend it's not there.
I think we should remove that and add in a staple of some sort, maybe something that removes something, some interaction, maybe?
I have a nice anti-staple card next. Take the next one, too.
Ooh, Last Breath for 1 and a white. Exile target creature with power 2 or less. Its controller gains 4 life. Interesting. This is interesting.
Huh. I like it. I'll trade 4 life for your most annoying creature exiled.
Yeah, and your commander makes everything 2 power. So, yeah, you're good to go for that one.
right? We've also got a Searing Light, one white mana. Destroy target attacking or blocking creature power two or less.
Nice. Very nice.
I like I said, I really, really like controlling the board with that two power.
Yeah. That makes sense. Oh, our last instant here is going to be Tribal Unity for X, 2, and a green. Wow, fun times. Creatures of the creature type of your choice get +X/+X until end of turn. Fun times.
The thing I like about this is that's not stuck on us. So again, we can, while our opponents are playing with each other in their two thing, you're going to see people, can I hit you with like two mana? I just need to get, or two damage. It's going to be six damage and stuff. And I'll be like, +40.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's, we're not just stuck buffing our things with it.
Yeah. You have a lot of things where you can buff other people's stuff at the same time just because they are bears. That's kind of crazy.
I like playing with the power toughness and with the creatures. We've got 34 lands in here, which is different for me.
And let's see. The ones I can see that are make a difference is Access Tunnel.
Yep.
So tap to add a mana or a colorless mana, 3 mana to tap it. Target creature with power 3 or less can't be blocked this turn.
Again, not limited to us. So we can get other people's creatures through on the declare attack.
Yeah. What else is important here? Let's see.
I don't think much else. I think it's just a pretty simple mana base. We've got a shock land in it, like Temple Garden, which is like a cheap shock.
Ooh. You have a Restless Prairie here.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah. You want to take it away?
So it enters tapped. You can tap it for green or white. 2 and a green and a white. It becomes a 3/3 green and white Llama Bear. Till end of the turn, it's still a land. Whenever it attacks other creatures you control, get 1/1 until end of turn. So that is a nice little hidden buff in the zone there.
I like the fact that they have it as a Llama Bear. just a Llama creature type.
All creatures are bears. We're all playing bear decks this game.
Yeah. Bear enough.
Let's go into our sorceries here.
Ooh, easy sorcery.
Yeah, quite the small section. I'll take it away. We've got a Cultivate. It is 2 and a green. Search your library for up to 2 basic lands. Reveal them. Put one onto the battlefield. Tap the other into your hand, then shuffle. I put it in every green deck. I'm guilty of it. Ignore the Staples episode when I'm playing mine.
And then we have Farseek, which is also in the top 10 of the staples for green. So it'll be 1 in green. Search your library for a plains, island, swamp, or mountain card. Put it onto the battlefield, tap, then shuffle.
Yeah, usually just fetching one of our like our slow duels kind of thing. Like we have like the Radiant Grove kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just slow duel that. Pest Infestation, I really, really like to run in every deck I can, especially because it's come down from its price to only around $9. Like it's I just really like it. It's XX and a green. Destroy up to X target artifacts and or enchantments. Create twice X11 green pest. With when they die, you gain a life. It's so good for this deck, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
We're getting crazy 2/2s. We've got a mana sink. We've got some form of removal in here.
Yeah, some. That's,
you've got to believe
you
me.
You have
it's
some
in
removal.
There. You've got to believe me. There's a little bit in there, please.
Well, that's literally everything except for creatures. So the creatures we have here in the deck list, there's 38. That's more than you have lands.
Yeah, as it should be.
As it should be.
Start us off, please.
We have Adeline, Resplendent Cathar for 1W. Legendary creature, human knight. It has star and a 4. It has vigilance. Adele's power is equal to the number of creatures you control, which should hopefully be a lot. Whenever you attack for each,
it's going to be 2. We have a power resetter.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Whenever you attack for each opponent, create a 1/1 human creature token that is tapped and attacking that player or a planeswalker they control. Wow, so there are going to be 2/2s coming out.
Yeah, 2/2 bears coming at everyone. It's bear o'clock. We've got a Beast Whisperer. 2 double green. Whenever you cast a creature spell, you draw a card, which is awesome. We have a lot of draw there.
And then we got the Birds of Paradise for a green. It's a bird. That's 0/1 flying, and you tap it to add 1 mana of any color. Remember, everybody, bolt the bird.
A 2/2. You're going to have to do more than shock. You can't just, you have to at least shock the bird this time.
Well, but you have things like Coat of Arms. You have the Circle of Solace. So Crown of All, I don't know. It's going to be hard spell to burn.
You do have to remember, if you have Ayula out in the command zone, a lot of times these are coming out with double power, right? They're going to be 4/4s instead of just 2/2s. And they're going to have the fight.
Give them +1/+1, all that stuff. Ugh.
Yeah, if not, we just have Ayula in the deck, and Ayula is still just phenomenal in the deck. We have a Blossoming Bog Beast next. 4 and a green. It's a 3/3. Whenever Blossoming Bog Beast attacks, you gain 2 life. Then creatures you control gain trample and XX, where X is the amount of life you gain this turn. So essentially in this deck, this is a power doubler.
Yeah. I have to say, every time I see this card being played, it just goes off. Like, you're not much of a life gain deck, but every time I have seen it, it's in the life gain decks, and people are popping off, like gaining like 8 or 9 life, and they're swinging in and everything's getting like +9/+9.
Yeah. We just want to keep trying to be above that threshold that our enemies are at.
Yeah. Because that makes all the difference.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, interesting. We have a Chieftain Undal for 1W. It's a knight. That's a 2/2. When Undal attacks, attacking creatures gain first strike until end of turn. Nice. Nice. Because everything's going to be the same power and toughness.
Yeah, so we're trying to keep us at that level, at the right spot.
Yeah. Dope. That's a good card.
Right. We have a Claim Jumper as well, because I'm in love with this card. This is 2W. It's a Rabbit Mercenary with Vigilance. When it enters, if an opponent controls more lands than you, you can search your library for planes, put onto the battlefield tapped. Then if an opponent controls more lands, repeat this process once. If you do, shuffle. So another great way to fetch out some duels if someone's out ramping us.
Yeah. It's a great card, and it's cheap.
Yeah. The fact that it's sitting at $1 blows me away.
Yeah, because like normally in the past, like historically, whenever we see something like this, the price jumps up so dramatically, so quickly.
I think Knight of the White Orchard is more than $1.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, that's been around for ages, so they've had time to reprint it. It's gone down in price because of that, right? This is brand new from Thunder Junction.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite cards from that set. The Claim Jumper is just such a cool card. You can never have too many of them in a collection.
This next card I know you love as well is Deep Gnome Terramancer for 1W. It's a gnome wizard. That's a 2/2. It has flash and has mold earth. Whenever one or more lands enter the battlefield under an opponent's control without being played, you may search your library for a planes card, put it onto the battlefield tapped, then shuffle. Do this once each turn.
I just love that card for ramp. I like these. I like these flash ramp cards.
This card does so much work, because, like, if you think about it, you know, a lot of people do the fetch lands, right? Even like the budget ones, like Evolving Wild, Terramorphic Expanse, Myriad, you know, like,
yeah, your Myriad landscapes, yeah. Well, so, you're also your cultivates, your, you know, the things that people normally just keep in decks.
Yeah, it's like, this does so much work. It's crazy. And only for like $450.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. The next one, obviously, is probably the majority of the salt sum. We have Elesh Norn, as we should. Elesh Norn is going to hit as a 2/2 bear, giving our other bears 2/2, which is what we're looking for. So we've got 5W for a legendary creature, Praetor. 4/7 that's going to get reset down to a 2/2. And again, I'm okay with that. Nice. Nice little baby Elesh Norn. It's vigilance. Other creatures you control get 2/2. Creatures your opponents control get -2/-2, which is a wonderful blanket board wipe for most of them.
Wow. Wow.
That's a rough one.
On a stick.
It's a rough
That's
one.
That's a rough one. That's a rough one. Okay. Next one we got is an Elvish Mystic for a single green. It's a 1/1, and you tap to add a green.
Yeah. Like I said, these are wonderful with your Ayula ability. The deck's definitely better with Ayula, but it's still pretty cool. We have as well this Fangren Firstborn, not a card you see very often. 1GG for a 4/2 beast. Whenever Fangren Firstborn attacks, you put a 1/1 counter on each attacking creature.
Nice. That's nice. That is so nice. It's only for 4 mana too. Holy smokes.
Yeah, definitely pretty decent. I'm sad you don't see it out too much.
Yeah.
I guess it dies pretty easy, but still a blanket 1/1 counter on everything on attack is a very strong ability.
Yeah, and then like on attack, it bumps itself up. It's like, I can see like the fact that like it's a 4-2. Yeah, it dies to removal pretty easily. But at the same time, like, you know, with everything that you have here boosting everything, this is a big threat.
It's fun because, like I said, we're trying to just barely be above everyone else.
Yeah. Oh, next one, classic Finhorn Elves for a single green, 1/1. You can tap it for a green mana.
Yeah. Nice, easy bear ramp. We have our Giver of Runes, 1W. It's core cleric at 1/2. You tap it, another target creature you control gains protection from colorless or the color of your choice until end of turn. I just like to include that one when I can. It was sitting in the box, so.
That's fair. And like, you basically, like, if you have something that's big, considering that like you have a lot of things that will make like all your creatures big, you know, you can give basically one of them like almost unblockable in a sense.
Yeah. Well, the again, getting Kudo through when we're playing with Aula in the command zone, pretty good.
Yeah. Oh man, hitting in for commander damage. Like, do you remember back in the day? Like, let's take the listeners back in history. Or back in the day, okay? Remember when everyone was, like, talking about, like, oh, commander damage is, you know, 21 damage, and everyone's like, you'll never see commander damage. That, why would they have that?
That doesn't happen, yeah, who cares?
Yeah. My, oh my, how the times have changed.
Commander damage wins a lot of games. It's a great way to beat life gain decks.
It really does now. It's such a game changer.
Yeah. Check this next one. Man. I think you'll like it.
Oh, it's Glissa's Retriever for it's 5 and a green. It's a Phyrexian Beast. That's a 6/6. It has haste, toxic 3. When the retriever can't be blocked by creature with powers 2 or less.
So they're taking that 3 poison counters.
Yeah. It also has corrupted. So when it dies, exile it. When you do, return up to X target cards from your graveyard to your hand, where X is the number of opponents who have 3 or more poison counters. So you're swinging at everyone with this one.
Oh yeah, you want to get this through as much as you can.
That's a fun card. That's a fun one.
Right. We've got a Goring Ceratops. Again, we got some really big mana creatures in here. This is 5 WW for a 3/3 with double strike. Dinosaur bear, technically. When it attacks other creatures you control, gain double strike till end of turn.
Man, so much first strike, double strike. Do you have the actually, you know what? You can replace Kindred Summons with. There was the one soldier that takes away first strike from all your opponents and only gives you first strike.
That would be a good one. It was it'll be like one of the things like Wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, creatures your opponents can't have first strike.
And only you can gain first strike. That would be perfect for this as well.
I like that.
And that one's a cheap card. It's only a three cost. It's like 1 WW or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll look it up later. Anyways, let's keep on going. We also have Hero of Bladehold for 2 WW. It's a human knight. It's a 3/4. It has battle cry. Ooh, scary. Battle cry. Whenever this creature attacks, each other attacking creature gets +1/+0 until end of turn. So when the hero of Bladehold attacks, create 2/1/1 white soldier creature tokens that are tapped and attacking, and those are going to be 2/2s as they are bears.
Yeah, exactly. So another 4 damage on attack is pretty great.
Yeah. Ooh, scary.
I like it. The Hero of Bladehold is Rhea Ivor. If you didn't know that, Rhea from the Phyrexian ones, like the Phyrexian one, that's Rhea Ivor is the name of the hero of Bladehold.
Oh, that's right, because this is during like the invasions and all that stuff.
Yeah. Fun trivia piece. And other fun trivia piece is if we're playing a 4-player game and I attack Sherman with the hero, I don't have to attack him with the soldiers that are coming in. I still choose where they're attacking.
Yeah, you can point into a different direction.
Yeah, not everyone knows that. So, nice and easy. We have an Inspiring Unicorn. 2 WW for a 2/2. When it attacks, creatures you control get 1/1 until end of turn.
Interesting.
Again, a nice little buff. We're just trying to barely win. Barely win, sure.
Stop. Stop. Oh my goodness.
I can't and won't.
Oh. But like, that +1/+1 makes a huge difference when everything's the same power and toughness. It's such a huge difference.
Right? It just elevates us, like I said, just enough to win those exchanges.
Yeah. So, and you're going to be aggressive with this deck because of that. So it's going to be like almost like a battle of attrition in a sense.
Yep.
Okay, so the next one we have is Jawbone Duelist for 1 and a white. It's a Phyrexian Soldier. It's a 1/1. It has double strike and it has toxic 1.
It's nice that we got a little bit of toxic in the deck. You know?
Yay, poison counters.
We have a card that you just basically never see. I've been looking for a place to put it in a long time. It's Jovan's Ferrets, which I think is such a funny card. It's 1 green. If it's declared as an attacker, it gets 0-2 till end of turn, which is great for swinging into 2-2s, right? We're with a 2-4. At the end of combat, tap any creatures that blocked it. They don't untap during the controller's next untap.
That's so much fun.
Yeah. Nice little stacks card. I like it.
Oh, man. It's such an old card from Homelands. Like, who played Homelands? Seriously.
Right? The delving through my boxes knows no end.
Yeah. The next one we have is a nice classic. Well, not really classic, but it's a good card. It's Keeper of the Accord for 3 and a white. It's a human soldier. 3/4. At the beginning of each opponent's end step, if that player controls more creatures than you, you create a 1/1 white soldier creature token. At the beginning of each opponent's end step, if that player controls more lands than you, you may search your library for a basic planes card, put it onto the battlefield, tap, then shuffle. And holy smokes! It's only 80 cents now?
Yeah, it's come down so much.
Oh, when this first came out, it was like a $20 card or something stupid.
Yeah, Keeper was really expensive. It does a lot, right? Like again, if people have a bigger board state than us, we're just enlisting more bear soldiers, technically.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. The next card, every time I ask for it at a store, I always call it Hero of Cathold, and they never know what I'm talking about. Should have been named Hero of Cathold. It's hilarious. We have our Leonin War Leader. 2 double white for a cat soldier, 4/4. When it attacks, you create 2 white cat creature tokens with lifelink that are tapped and attacking. Again, same thing as Bladehold.
So good. So good.
So much fun. I'll take this next one, too. You keep getting stuck with them. We've got our Land of War Elves. 1 green, 1/1 elf druid. You tap for 1 green mana. Sherman's getting all the boring ramp ones.
I'm getting all the mana dorks. Oh, but the next one. Next one is a fun card, Lauren of the Third Path for 2 and a white. Legendary creature, human artificer for, it's a 2/1. It has vigilance. When it enters the battlefield, destroy up to 1 target artifact or enchantment. And you can tap it, and you and the target opponent each draw a card.
I love the politics of that card. Love it.
This is such a great card. Like I was saying like before, like with this one, it enters if you don't want to make enemies. There's so many times like you run into players that have treasure tokens or clue tokens or food tokens. Just destroy one of those. Normally, they're okay with it.
I usually blow up their problem cards. I say you're losing your Smothering Tithe, but every time I draw, we're going to draw together.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll at least give you the draw, but you can't have the tithes anymore. It's too much.
I cannot wait for you to talk about her story with Felden. In your other podcast here.
Yeah, for the Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because it's such a tragic story.
All of that stuff is like really great stories.
Yeah.
The like, early books, terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, oh. That other, I'm plugging that other podcast. It's Lorebound Legends. Check it out. It's comes out on Wednesdays and stuff. It's been, I've been very sick, so it's been a short hiatus, but it's back, another recording of it today, so it'll be fun. We'll eventually get through the terrible books, I promise.
Yeah, like I was around when those books came out. Like I used to have a few of the books. Especially the first one you were talking about, Arena, in your very first episode.
Yeah.
The very first novel come out. And I remember reading that and being so like into it because you could recognize all the cards that they're describing and casting.
Yeah. Well, exactly right. With Garth's ability to actually like pull out those spells, they really did justice with the card Garth one. I like.
Yeah, they really did, and like of all the books like that came out early on in the life of Magic, like I think when they first came out, there was like 4 or 6 books. Arena was the best one, hands down.
Oh yeah,
like you had everyone using Circle Throw Protection. You had like when they were in Arena, like. And like, oh, I remember this one. Like, I know we're going on a tangent, but like, that story just like
Arena was a cool
when
story.
I was a kid and reading it. It was just phenomenal. And like, I remember like reading when they first introduced the Lord of the Pit in the Arena.
Yeah,
That was so, so cool. But anyways.
Well, they were great with that. Like I said, a bunch of the other books, they're a little hit and miss.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're not canonical. They're pretty rough. But
yeah.
But we're getting them.
Yeah. I'm sorry to the people that wrote it, but like I did not enjoy it. Once again.
Yeah, some first are one, rough.
Arena. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got this back into our list here. We have Mentor of the Meek, a card that should obviously be in a, like, if we're making everything 2/2, makes the most sense. This is 2 and a white, human soldier. Whenever another creature with power 2 or less enters under your control, pay 1 if you do draw a card. Just a great draw engine in our everything's 2 power deck.
Yeah, you got to get that draw. Ooh, the next one here is a nice one. Metallic Mimic for 2 mana. It's a 2/1. As the Mimic enters the battlefield, you choose a creature type. Now, Metallic Mimic is the chosen type in addition to its other types because it is a shapeshifter. And each other creature you control with the chosen or of the chosen type enters the battlefield with an additional +1/+1 counter on it.
That's exactly what we want from Ayla. If Ayla is in the command zone. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We've got Mother of Runes again. I love the protection, just being able to get through. 1 white, tap, it's a human cleric for 1/1. A target creature you control gains pro the color of your choice till end of turn. Again, so easy to get our huge, huge bear through and kill people.
Yeah.
Especially so if you convince people to let you use Ayla, which you should. And they should have partner. I'm getting Emery to edit it that just says partner with Kudo. Official text.
Oh, fun. Ooh, next one. We have Paladin of Predation for 5 double green. Phyrexian Knight. It's a 6/7. Toxic 6? Holy smokes. The Predation can't be blocked by a creature with power two or less.
We've got a lot of things that enable double strike in here. You can get one shot by this paladin pretty easy. Because the fun thing about the toxic is it doesn't matter how much damage you deal with it, you deal any damage, they get.
Yeah. Oh man. That's a huge amount of toxic. Holy smokes.
Well, and again, the inability to be blocked is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
We have Piana Nomad Captain. 1 double white for a 2/2. When Piana attacks, attacking creatures get 1/1 till end of turn.
Nice. Solid. We have the next card here is Revelli Guard for 2 double whites. It's a rebel. It's a 3/3. You don't see rebels anymore, really.
Ever. Yeah.
whenever you're attacked, so it's the opposite. If the squad is untapped, you may untap all creatures you control. Hey, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, right? It is a very fun deterrent to not swing at me.
Oh, you know what? This would be a fun political card, too. Because, like, you have mana dorks.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you have, like, a 2/2. Just swing at it. I promise you I will not do anything. Like, I won't block it. I won't kill it. I just need you to swing it in so I can untap, use my mana dorks to use this removal spell on someone else.
Yeah, exactly. I just need the untap. I won't block and kill your 2/2s. You'll be able to pass safely in the Bear Kingdom.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have permission from the king and the queen. You have...
yeah. Passed quickly. Our next one we have is Rishkar. Rishkar's, again, better if Ayula's in the zone. Just tell everyone you're playing Ayula. That's the right way to play the deck. Right? Because then all these also have an ETB, bear fight ability. It's great that way. Just tell people that's how you're playing it. It's happening. You remake this whole deck with just bears if you need to, but tell them it's happening. So we've got Rishkar, 2 and a green. When it enters, put a 1/1 counter on each of up to 2 creatures. Each creature you control with a counter on it gets tapped out of mana, becomes a mana dork. I like it.
I like that. I like that a lot. Ooh, what's this next card? I've never seen this one. Oh, it's Lord of the Rings, that's why. Sardauk, Master of Buckland for 3 and a white. Legendary creature, halfling citizen. It's a 2/4. When the Master of Buckland or another non-token creature with powers 2 or less enters the battlefield under your control, create a 1/1 white halfling creature token. Tap 2 other untapped halflings you control, and Sardauk gets +2/+0 and gains lifelink until end of turn. Ooh.
Pretty cool little token generator.
That's interesting. Man, I'm so sad that I missed the Lord of the Rings stuff.
Yeah, that was a surprisingly good set.
Yeah, it was like I just keep on seeing all these interesting cards. I'm so sad I missed it.
I'm not a Lord of the Rings fan, but they really, really knocked it out of the park. So many people love it. I don't have pardon my language, sorry, I don't have 13 hours to watch each individual movie. Who's got the time?
We're old. We have responsibilities. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Those are long movies. We have Sarah Redeemer, 3 Double White, Angel Soldier Flying, 2-4. Whenever another creature with power 2 or less enters under your control, 2-1-1 counters on that creature.
Nice.
Yeah, a great buff.
That is a great buff. That is nice. Ooh, we have the Sidar Condo of Jamura for 2 and a green and a white. Legendary creature, Human Knight. It's a 2/5. It has flanking. Fantastic. So flanking is whenever a creature without flanking blocks this creature, the blocking creature gets -1/-1 until end of turn. Creatures your opponents control without flying or reach can't block creatures with power 2 or less.
And that's blanket too, not just ours.
Yeah. Oh, it also has partner, but who cares?
Yeah. The only card with partner we care about in this deck is Aula.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a Tendershoot Dryad, 4 and a green, 2/2. It's got ascend. If you control 10 or more permanents, you get the city's blessing for the rest of the game. Beginning of each upkeep, you create a 1/1 green sapperling. Saplings you control get 2/2 as long as you have the city's blessing. So these become 4/4s every upkeep. That's a great card.
That's fantastic. That is such a fantastic card. Wow, it's like $20.
Yeah, it's really expensive. Tendershoots, it's in so many decks. It's just so good, right?
Yeah. Oh man, that's so insane. Next card we have here is Thunderfoot Baloth for 4 double green. It's the beast. That's a 5/5. It has trample and has lieutenant. So as long as you control your commander, the Baloth gets +2/+2, and other creatures you control get +2/+2 and have trample. That trample is going to be an issue.
Yeah. Again, being able to roll over people is pretty wonderful.
Yeah. Oh.
I really like a spot to play this next card. I love the artwork on it. So we have our Tribal Force Mage. It's 1 and a green for a 1/1 elf wizard with morph. For 1 and a green, you can play it face down as a 2/2/4/3. It's going to be a 2/2 anyways. You turn it up for the 1 and a green. When it's turned face up, creatures of the type of your choice get 2/2 and trample till end of turn. And again, that's not just us. So it's very, very fun to flip over on an opponent's turn obnoxiously so that they accidentally end up killing someone. It's so fun to when people are trying to politics around something and you just be like bang.
I love cards like this, like you said, like you can use this for politics, and I love to have politics in games. Like, yeah, it's just so, it makes the game so much more fun.
Yeah.
Oh, the next one here is Welcoming Vampire for 2 and a white. It's a vampire that's 2/3. It has flying. Whenever one or more other creatures with power 2 or less enter the battlefield under your control, you draw a card. This ability triggers only once each turn.
Pretty good.
Solid. Solid. And once again, they did a reprint on this, so it has dropped in price. This used to be like a $10 card.
You can't find it anywhere. It's the problem. It goes in like so many decks.
Yeah.
Right? I really, really like that card. Then we're down to our last two creatures in the deck. We've got, obviously, Wilson, Refined Grizzly. It's got to be in the bear deck. It doesn't matter if it fits or not. Wilson is a 1 in a green bear warrior that can't be countered. Vigilance, reach, trample, ward 2, and has choose a background.
Fine. Wilson's such a great card.
I don't think they could fit more keywords on this card. I have 5 Wilson decks, one for each color. I love Wilson so much.
Well, yeah, Wilson, like, it's also a really fun commander himself.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I've got like a mono green one, like Wilson Raised by Giants. I've got Wilson Tavern Brawler, Wilson Flaming Fist, Wilson Agent of the Black Throne, or whatever the 1/1 counter one is.
And then
I have Shameless Charlatan. So Wilson is all into shapeshifting. It's so I love the Wilson deck so much.
Okay, and then we finally come to the last card here, of which I have barely any understanding of how to pronounce.
Zopandril.
Hunger Dominus. I'm sorry, Wizards. Like, I love the naming convention at times, but like, for anyone that's like, how do they do stuff like this in foreign languages?
Good luck.
I want to know.
Yeah.
So, like, Oh, man. All right. Anyway, so Pandril, Hunger Dominus for 5 double green. Legendary creature, Phyrexian Horror. It's a 4-6. It has reach. At the beginning of each combat, double the power and toughness of each creature you control until end of turn. Ooh, that's rough. And then for Phyrexian, 2 Phyrexian green, you can sacrifice 2 other creatures. Put an indestructibility counter on Zorpantrol. Huh. That's not bad. That's interesting.
Yeah. It's a decent little one. Whoops. I was trying to look up what the German version of Zorpantrol would be. I wanted to know, Thunder. I wanted to know so bad. Yeah. It's, again, another power doubler at each combat. Like, there's a lot of weird cards in this list, which is fun. I really, really like that, like, the untap card. I'd like to start including that a little more because I think that's a great threat.
That is such a wonderful card, especially like if like you have cards where you have to tap your creatures. So like we want to get them untapped. Like you don't have a Seaborn Muse in here.
Yeah.
So it makes a huge difference. You don't have the Drum Bellower.
Yeah, it's a unique untap to say the least.
Yeah, it's very unique, very political. Very political. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've got a few more minutes here. I want to quickly, do you have my other list?
I do.
Quickly pop that one up. I want to show everyone a little bit of this other one. So we've got Kudo, which is fun. And then we have a Kudo that has a salt score of 58.9.
More than double.
This is my deck that has just Kudo in the command zone. Yeah, I'm scrolling through on the video, so like I've got Sphere of Resistance, Thorn of Amethyst, Torpor Orb, no ETBs. You don't want to let me play my ETB Awilah deck? That's fine. No ETBs for anyone. But come take a quick look at these enchantments is what I wanted you to see.
Okay, I'm just going to run through them real fast. Okay, so we have Aura of Silence. Okay. Authority of Consoles. Boo. We have, this is a fun one. Okay, Barbed Foliage for 2 double green. Whenever a creature attacks you, it loses flanking until end of turn. Whenever a creature without flying attacks you, Barbed Foliage deals 1 damage to it. That is a fun card.
Yeah.
Do you have Caltrops in here? Oh, wait, no, that's going to be an artifact. No.
No Caltrops because I couldn't find one.
Concordant Crossroads, fun. You know what? I'm starting to see Concordant Crossroads more often. I'm going to start putting in... Other world enchantments
yeah,
into my decks.
It's fun to know that if you play another world enchantment, you discard the current one. There can only be 1 world enchantment out at a time.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, for example, I think one of them's red, for example, is Land's Edge, I think it is. Let me look that up real fast.
Yeah, I'm quickly looking up what world enchantments there are.
Yeah, so Land's Edge, it is... Yeah, that one's another world enchantment. Yeah, okay, so I do remember a card. Yeah, so, like you said, like it's just one of those things that came out back in like Mirage. It's just something they were trying because they had global enchantments, local enchantments, and then world enchantments. And world enchantments, they said that like there can only be one. So you play another world enchantment, you have to get rid of the first one.
Yeah, like we have Arborea, which is creatures can't attack a player unless the player cast a spell or put a non-token permanent into play. Bazaar of Wonders. Comes in, remove all graveyards. Whenever a spell is played, countered if a card with the same name is in a graveyard. Hilarious. Caverns of Despair. All players can attack with no more than 2 creatures and block with no more. Chaos Sphere. Creatures with flying can't block without flying. Creatures without flying can block creatures with flying. That's a fun one. Crossroads. There is some cool ones.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun ones there. So, that's what I'm going to start. I've been doing lately, so...
Eye of Singularity is wild. When it comes into play, bury all permanents with the same name except basic lands. Whenever any permanent other than a basic land comes into play, bury all permanents with the same name.
I love that. I had that in my Philia deck, and I decided to take it out because I was generating tokens as well, and it was just a nombo.
Yeah.
So, but it's such a powerful card because like only 1 treasure token can be on the battlefield for everyone. Not like 1 for each opponent. Everyone.
Yeah, right. We've got the Field of Dreams. Top card of each player's library is face up. Forsaken Waste. Players can't gain life. During each player's upkeep, they lose a life. If it's the target of a spell, that spell's caster loses 5. All creatures lose flying with Hall with Gravity Sphere. Hall of Gemstones, brutal card to play in Commander. That's a rough one. Eye of Chaos, you don't see because it's rightfully so expensive, but all instants and sorceries are countered unless they pay an extra X, where X is the casting cost. Anti-blue card.
Yeah.
Land's Edge, that's the one you're talking. Mystic Decree, all creatures lose flying in Island Walk. Nether Void, I play in a few decks, which is brutal. All spells cast or countered unless they pay an additional three. That's in my Wilson deck, the annoying one. Yeah, there's some cool ones, but yeah, back to this Kudo list quickly. Look through some of the rest of these. I think you'll like them.
Yeah, sorry. I saw that. I just like, my mind just goes off on the tangent.
It's fun. Fun
Gravity,
for you.
Gravity Well is really, really good as well for one double green. So whenever a creature was flying, attacks the loser flying to end a turn. That's so fantastic in any deck.
We've got a Light Mind Field in it, which is whenever one or more creatures attacks, deals damage to each of them equals the number of attacking creatures.
Yeah, such a great card. Such a great card. What else we have here?
Aurum's Prayer.
You really hate the flyers.
Yeah, it's my anti-flying deck, yeah. But this is Aurum's Prayer, one double white. If any creature attacks you, you gain a life for each attacking creature.
Such a good card. It's me. I go out on tangents. So I was trying to make a deck around with like Aurum's Prayer where you have things like, Thunderstaff, where like, you know, everything gets minus one, or like you take less damage, like things like that. So like everything just adds up. So you just take like virtually no damage.
Yeah.
You just gain life every time someone attacks you.
That's the point of this one. Just annoying deck. The flavor text on that one's awesome too. As usual, there'll be time for prayer only after the worst happens. Aurum's Based. The Raking Canopy, that's what you're talking about. The one double green, whenever a creature with flying attacks you, it's four damage to it.
Yeah, so good. Root Maze is an interesting card. So artifacts and lands come into play tapped.
Yeah,
only for a single green too.
I got some brutal ones. Spiritual Asylum, two double white. Creatures and lands you control can't be the target of spells or ability. Whenever a creature you control attacks, you sack it.
Ooh, that's fun.
Trapped in Safety is still trapped. I like that.
Yeah, and you got Steel Resolve again. Nice. Sterling Grove. Ew. Oh. Tenacious Truth for one in a white. I love this. This is such a great card. So it's the aura. You enchant an opponent. At the beginning of enchanted opponent's end step, you and that opponent each draw a card. When you attack an enchanted opponent or a planeswalker they control, or when they attack you or a planeswalker you control, you sacrifice the truce.
I love that card.
It's such a great political card. I love it. It's so much fun.
This deck's meant to just win with Approach of the Second Sun, by the way. It's meant to just stack the game out until like an Approach of the Second Sun, which is so obnoxious.
Oh yeah, you do have it there. There it is. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, that is so annoying.
But it's got like all the bread and butter, like Yasharn, where people can't sack, pay life or sack non-land permanents. Windborn Muse, we got Wandering Archaic, Thalia, Spell Tithe Enforcer, when an opponent plays a spell, they sack a permanent unless they pay one. We've got our Mural, we've got our Linvala, Hushbringer. Cutzil, opponents can't cast spells during your turn. The Arbiter, Grand Abolisher, Gaddock Teague. Like, this is just an obnoxious deck. It's so annoying.
This is why I pack so much removal into my decks. It's because I play with people like Daniel.
It has Elish Norn too. It's got Elish Norn in there. We've got Krovax as well, which is other non-white creatures get -1/-1.
This is such an annoying deck. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this one's rough. Ensnaring Bridge, creatures with power greater than the number of cards in your hand can't attack. So anything that's big, this is my unbearable Kudo deck. Yeah, but yeah, no. Back to good Kudo. Back to the good boy. It's like I said, it's fun list. Even if you can't play Aula in the command zone, it's still, I would say, very playable.
It's still very playable. It's still a fun deck because you're basing everything around the fact that you're making the whole board into bears.
Yeah, we're all playing bears. That's the whenever anyone says the rule zero conversation, what are you guys playing? I'll be like, you're all playing bears. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
These bears this deck is a two.
This deck is a two.
That's funny.
Good Lord. I think, I want to know for any of the listeners, how many people have actually admitted to building and playing a deck and saying that? Like, I know I have.
Everything is seven. So. I built a lot of trash decks. They're only meant to be like funny or for people to have like a fun time.
Yeah. I honestly think that more people should build a playgroup around doing that instead of being super, super strong. Because, like, I remember, like, when we were talking about the Staples one, like, you were talking about, like, a comment, or was it, no, like, a Twitch, or not Twitch, Twitter comment saying, like, from someone saying that casual commander has become...
Oh, yeah. Like, that it's all become, like semi-competitive. There's, like, nothing... There is nothing that's like just silly. Everyone's putting best of slot in cards.
Yeah. And like I've mentioned this a few times in past episodes, like it's very, very, very hard to play janky fun decks when like you know that the chances of you winning are like it's are a super low chance in that like you're trying to play for fun.
Yeah.
But when you're like if you're playing with friends, it's not so bad. But when you play against strangers, it's never a fun interaction.
Showing up to random groups right now is pretty rough. Like you've got you basically have to pull out like heaters every time.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, really, really difficult. Like I believe that people should try to have like a few fun decks here and there so that when you do go to your LGS or to events and everything. Like, cause like, when we go to events, people tend to bring like one or two decks, and they're super strong. They're always strong. I've never seen anyone bring a really, really, really low power deck that's fun to an event yet.
I bring silly garbage to everyone. One of the last events we were at, I was just playing mostly Baldur's Gate precons, like with a little bit of edits. The episode that went up this week, the Barakos one, that's basically a precon, I think, with very minimal edits. And that's such a fun deck, right? Like, I like to play some, but the even the precons that are coming out right now are strong. That Gonti was out of the box a strong deck.
Yeah, it's a great, great deck. It's so much fun.
Yeah, right? But yeah, that's it. That's my list. We've got we've got our Kudo and Aeula. We're all playing bears. Again, like I said, Aeula's not necessary.
Yeah.
Necessary. Barry. Can't be stopped. I can't be stopped. I gotta end the episode. I'll roll our outro there. Thank you guys for getting to the end of, again, our nonsense. If you like what you are seeing, come over to our website. All of our content's there, into99.com. You can see the new videos. You can see articles. We haven't had as many articles come up lately, but we'll get more of them up. Some good ones. Like, share, subscribe. It really, really does help us out. People notice us a lot more. So very, very nice. If you want to go above and beyond that thing that takes 4 seconds to say 5 stars, great deck idea, Daniel. Leave a comment. That'd be nice. if you guys want to go above and beyond, Patreon, come join. We've got a free tier that you can come chat with us for as little as $1 a month. You get nice, easy, early access. We're going to be doing Patreon streams. We've got lots of good plans. We've just all been sick and dying for 3 months. So, right. Other than that, if you want to get proxies of any of these things that are a little more expensive in the deck, like that Steely Resolve kind of thing, go over to Abyss Proxy Shop. IT99 is the promo code. You'll get a bit of a discount at the checkout. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. Yeah. And we'll catch you all next week.
Yeah, wish Slothy a quick recovery.
Yeah, please, please, please. Like, it's always nice to have just the two of us, but having Slothy along is always a fun ride.
Yeah, I would have loved to see what he thought about some of this deck. So I think he would have thought some of these are silly.
He would have enjoyed a lot of these cards.
Yeah, I don't think he would have enjoyed the unbearable list. But yeah, that's it. We let the song roll for another few seconds, and we're good. Bam.
Done. Laters.